Officials are trying to figure out what caused a tragic plane crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Kogali Mafia Flight 9268 crashed on Saturday morning, killing all 224 people aboard. It was traveling from the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh to the Russian city of St. Petersburg. Many of those aboard were Russians coming home from vacation. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared yesterday a national day of mourning. The plane went down in clear weather a little more than 20 minutes after takeoff. A Russian official reportedly said it broke up in midair. The area where it crashed is home to Islamic militant fighters who are associated with ISIS terrorists. But though they made a statement that appeared to claim responsibility, Russian and Egyptian officials say that's unlikely. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi says the investigation could take months. Moving to the Middle Eastern nation of Syria now, where the U.S. is escalating its fight against the ISIS terrorist group. President Obama announced Friday that a small number of American troops would be deployed to northern Syria to help different groups there battle ISIS. He authorized fewer than 50 special operations forces to go, but a U.S. official says more could be sent later on. The White House believes that the additional U.S. troops will be effective in helping weaken ISIS. But it's a significant change in plan for the Obama administration, which said last year that no U.S. troops would be involved in direct combat with ISIS. Democrats and Republicans are calling for the president to lay out a clear strategy for dealing with the terrorists. Some are concerned about mission creep when an initial military goal gradually expands. As part of its ongoing air campaign in Syria, the U.S. military has used drones, unmanned aircraft, for both surveillance and attack missions. At the consumer level, they've given users bird's-eye views of, well, anything. Once again, they're expected to be a popular Christmas gift this year, something that retailers and the Federal Aviation Administration are watching.
They've breached some of the most secure airspace in the United States, including the White House. And they've nearly collided with commercial planes, even medical choppers, en route to emergencies.
Tower, medevac control. We almost got hit by a drone, just to let you know up here.
In most cases, authorities get the drone, but not the operator. Federal safety regulators hope that's about to change.
We're going to require operators of drones to register their aircraft.
The FAA hopes to force consumers to provide personal information when they buy a drone, so it can be tracked back to the owner.
I think many, if not most, users will comply because there are penalties associated with using these devices in the national airspace without complying with the registration requirements.
The FAA says this year pilots report around 100 drone sightings every month. With nearly 1,000 drone sightings so far this year, the number of reports has nearly quadrupled since 2014.
But key questions remain about what personal information consumers will have to provide and how regulators will enforce this. Renee Marsh, CNN, Washington.